Worrywart. We live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. My friend and I ended our telephone conversation as we typically do, sharing prayer requests and then praying for one another. I began sharing and I realized my prayer requests were really statements against God, statements of worry, doubt, and unbelief. As mothers, we could become worrywarts about our children, husbands, jobs, relationships, and the list goes on. Are you a worrywart? I would not have considered myself one. However, when I began listing my prayer requests, I realized that I was not believing that everything is possible for God. I had so quickly forgotten Bible stories where God did the impossible. For example, giving Sarah and Abraham a son when she was barren, Peter walking on water, Jesus and his disciples doing miraculous healings, and Paul's life transformed from murderer to evangelist. Perhaps it's common to think, that was Bible times. God does not do that now. How easy it was for me to forget God's faithfulness to me personally, even just this week. What did I do when I realized I had not believed God for his faithfulness? I immediately fell to my knees and asked God to forgive me for my unbelief. I recounted scriptures the Holy Spirit brought to my mind, reflecting on the truth of who God is, his love for me, and his desire for me not to be a worrywart. When you begin to act as a worrywart, stop. Confess your sin. Invite the Holy Spirit to show you a situation in the Bible similar to yours and a scripture for you to memorize. Then recount God's faithfulness to you personally. Each time as you begin to worry, repeat this cycle. Confess your sins. Meditate on God's word. Recite God's truth, example your scripture memory verse, and recount God's faithfulness to you. Lord, I confess my worries. Please forgive me and help me with my unbelief. I recount your faithfulness. I choose to trust you and walk by faith, not by sight. The Lord wrote this devotional, Worrywart, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in the Call Her Blessed devotional.